Frank Ginta, the outgoing representative of the state's first district, has not yet provided a public statement explaining his opposition to the deal, avoiding automatic tax increases and major cuts in spending that were set to go into effect January 1st. His office did not immediately respond for a comment Wednesday morning. The House voted 257 to 167 to pass the deal. New Hampshire's other outgoing representative, Charlie Bass, was one of 85 Republicans to support the deal. On the Senate side, New Hampshire Senators Kelly Ayotte, a Republican, and Jean Shaheen, a Democrat, voted for the deal. Overall, the Senate overwhelmingly passed the legislation early Tuesday morning, 89-8. In a statement, Senator Ayotte said she voted to spare as many Americans as possible from getting hit by tax increases. And quote, "Now it's time for the president and Congress to cut spending and come up with real reforms." For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.